This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 24th. God's word to you today is to conquer. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verses 35 and 37, and it says, "Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity? No, despite all these, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." Resurrection power is the power that we all need to cancel our past and to change our person. Thirdly, the resurrection power is the power we all need to conquer our problems. Everyone has problems. Problems are normal to life. People who claim not to have problems are in denial. The only people who do not have problems are in the grave. You are going to have challenges. In fact, as you overcome one, you are going to experience another one, because that is how life is. But it makes you stronger and more dependent on God. It makes you of value to other people because you can empathize and help other people up. However, the problem really is not about the problems we face in life. The problem is what we do with the problems. That is, how we handle our problems. Are you going to rely on your own strength and intelligence? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to find another solution? What is it going to be? The story is told of a man who was in free fall from a cliff. Luckily, on his way down, he was able to grab onto a branch. It was a very dark and freezing cold night. While holding onto the branch, he prayed to God, "If you are there, please help me, rescue me, send me someone to rescue me." And God spoke to him, "Do you want me to rescue you?" And he said, "Yes." Then God said, "Let go of the branch." The man paused and then asked, "Is there anybody else up there?" Like the man in our story, we want things to be done our own way. But God's ways are not our ways. In the morning, they found the man frozen to death. Newspaper headlines read, "Shocking story. A man frozen to death a few feet from the ground." If he had trusted God and let go of the branch, he would have landed safely. The problem, usually, is how we choose to solve our problems. Romans 8 verses 35 and 37 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." This is taken from the New International Version. Who is a conqueror? A conqueror is one who overcomes by gaining control. So you enter a territory, beat everybody, and gain control of the territory. The world says that person is a conqueror. But God is saying, he does not just want you to be a conqueror. He wants you to be more than conquerors. People who are more than conquerors are those who overcome by giving control. Huge difference. God wants you to be more than conquerors, to overcome by giving control. So you can decide how you want to live your life. Are you going to keep trying to conquer in your own strength? Or are you going to be in the group of those that are called more than conquerors because they yield control to God? What is it going to be? Are you going to allow the resurrection power to conquer the problems you are facing by yielding to God? No matter how dark, no matter how gloomy, no matter how hopeless the situation seems, God can turn it around for good. Will you give him control? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I surrender all. I surrender all to him, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.